Today's first reading, we hear about the Jesse tree. And I remember as a kid always seeing a Jesse tree or starting an activity to put one together, and it would always be one of those sorry trees like Charlie Brown had in the Peanuts Christmas, like one of those real sad, pathetic ones. But then it wasn't so pathetic as you move through Advent, because during the Advent season, if you're making a Jesse tree, you add ornaments to the tree, and you add the ornaments of the history of our salvation. So you start with Adam and Eve and creation, and then you move to Noah and the great flood, and you move to Moses and the burning bush, and you move throughout our salvation history. And at the end of the Advent season, we, of course, celebrate Christmas. The Jesse tree is mentioned in today's first reading, that from the family through the line of Jesse, a great nation will come. So if I can have the first slide, please. This is an icon. A friend of mine in seminary had one similar to this that was really, really cool. And so in this icon, Jesse's kind of kicking it down there on the bottom, just chilling, looking at his tree. And from his tree are all the descendants that lead up to, of course, Jesus. And every single branch of that tree has one of the great figures from our history of salvation. David and Solomon and Abraham and Moses and Elijah. And every one of them are on that tree because they play a part in the history of our salvation. And not a single one of those guys that's on that tree says to each other, I don't deserve to be here. I need to be up at a higher place. Or I'm not happy with where I am or what I did. I should be in a different place. Because every single one of those individuals on that tree, through that ancestry of our Lord, knew what their role was. They knew what they were supposed to do. And so the Jesse's tree showed us that every single person has a place. Every single person that's in that line has a role. They have a responsibility that they are to carry out and that they are to share. And so we see this beautiful image of the Jesse's tree with Jesus sitting in Mary's lap in the center of the tree, saying that is the pinnacle of our salvation, that Jesus Christ comes to be one of us. He takes the form of man to save us from our sins. And how blessed we are as a people to have a God who loves us, who creates this great line, this great tree for us, so that all of our ancestry has done some really tremendous things. And all of them have opened up their hearts and their minds and their lives to God's call. Now, taking it to the gospel today, we hear the story of John the Baptist, who is the voice of the one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. John the Baptist knew his role. He knew his role and his responsibility like every single one of these individuals on this tree. If I can have the icon of John the Baptist, please. Now, this is kind of a frightening image of John the Baptist. This is what you look like if you eat bugs and honey all the time, okay? But this is the face of John the Baptist, the one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. And John the Baptist is the one who calls out and says, look, it's time. It's time to repent. It's time to turn your lives around. And he knew that was his role. I like the humility that's depicted in his eyes. He's kind of glancing up to heaven. But he's got this sense of humility, of knowing what he is supposed to be doing. And so this is a beautiful image of John the Baptist, the one who is crying out to us, saying, turn your hearts around. John the Baptist knew his place because he said, I baptize you with water, but there is one far greater than me that's going to baptize you with fire and with the Holy Spirit. Of course, he was speaking of our Lord Jesus, who comes into our lives, who we're preparing to celebrate as we get closer to Christmas. We learn the example from those who are in the Jesse's tree, from the images of those pictures of the men and women who prepared the way of the Lord. We learn from John the Baptist what we need to do to get ready. And each of us in our own lives needs to accept the role, the responsibility that God is calling us to. We are here today to worship and give glory to our God. We also come here today before the Lord to ask him, how is it that I can serve you, Lord? What is my role in the history of salvation? What are you calling me to do? This is a great opportunity during this Advent season to turn our hearts and our minds and our lives back to the Lord. We have a lot of great opportunities that are coming up here in the parish to turn our hearts around, to be an instrument of peace and love for others. Thursday night, we're going to have an Advent penance service here in the church at 6:30. you're welcome to come and to receive the wonderful gifts and forgiveness of God's mercy and love and the sacrament of reconciliation. Next Sunday, we have our gift-giving Sunday where you bring gifts to the poor in our area to share with them the opportunity to have a Christmas. And so there are ways that you can get involved in the parish to understand your role, to be that instrument of salvation, that instrument of love to others. We continue to celebrate our liturgy. We give thanks to God for calling us to be His children. We give thanks to Him for calling us to have a specific role, a specific place in our lives. And we ask Him to embrace that call in our lives.